afternoon, and welcome to The Beauty Files. I'm Juanita, and again, I'm so glad you can join us today. We have a really exciting show, I think. Anything that has to talk about men and men grooming and men style, that kind of gets me going, because I kind of like to talk about stuff like that, along with other things. But today we're going to talk about male grooming. Oops, did I say a bad word to the men? Male grooming. Now, I'm not talking about just picking up a bar of soap and some lotion and just lotioning yourself up and just taking the bar of soap and washing your face. I'm talking about full-fledged, you got to look good, we got to get rid of all that unwanted hair and manscaping, and we will explain what that means too. But joining us first, we have Michael Gillum. Michael is CEO of the Grooming Lounge. And in case you don't know, or anyone does not know what the Grooming Lounge is one of the most spectacular places in Washington and now in Virginia. And they specialize, now get this is their mission, to help make men even more handsome. Michael, or Mike, which would you prefer?
Mike is great. How are you?
Mike,
thanks for having me on.
Welcome to the Grooming Lounge. Now, we were talking earlier before we got on, and I made a mistake because I was getting mad because I thought you were like this young guy. You're still young. You said you were 40. I said, you're 34. What can you tell old men who are trying to save the comb-over hairstyle, what they can do with their style? So before I get started, welcome to the Beauty Files, Michael.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, no, I mean, maybe having used a lot of the products that we have here, that people maybe think I look 34, but
well, not
34.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, you grew up in a family that was owned grooming and beauty, had a beauty and distributorship. So you had that background. So what made you decide to step into this type of arena?
You know, it just it was pretty organic in the way it happened. I was looking to start my own business, and I became friendly with a guy who was a barber, and we decided we wanted to start a business together. And we just kept coming back to the same topic time after time, that kind of we were the quote unquote drug dealers for beauty products for our male friends, meaning, you know, these kind of beer drinking, football watching guys were coming to us and saying, oh, can you give me some of that moisturizer you had left over from work, or give those bath salts? And we kind of had this aha moment, you know, if we're dealing kind of moisturizer and nose hair trimmers out of the back of our car to these guys, imagine what guys who really take care of themselves would be into. And we just realized there was no place out there where guys could get the services they wanted or the products they wanted to kind of look and feel better in any sort of comfortable environment. So that's why we set out to open up stores and a website and create our own products. That was really the impetus for the whole idea.
Now, are men shy when they come into your salon or your shop? Is it a salon or shop? What should I call it?
Well, we don't use the S word. You know,
oh, we don't use the S word. Oh,
we don't wear the S word.
Let's get rid of the S word. Okay, we'll say lounge.
When they come into the lounge. You know, I think some guys are at first, but I think all of that kind of fades away once they've kind of seen what Grooming Lounge is about and the environment and all that kind of stuff. They end up loving it. And the very same guys that come in and say, oh, you know, I've never had a manicure, or my wife got me a gift card, this isn't my thing. Usually those are the same guys who on their way out are saying, oh my God, this is great, I can't wait to come back.
Now, we just said we're not going to use the S word, so I was going to say salon versus barbershop, but
sure.
Lounge versus barbershop.
You
have
you know,
so much more to offer.
Yeah, we not in addition to just the hair and shaving services, we also do offer spa services, so guys can get a business manicure or a foot treatment, as we call it. Sounds better than a pedicure for guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skincare, waxing, massage therapy. So you can get all that kind of standard barbershop services, but you can also get spa services as well, all in an environment that makes men feel really comfortable.
Okay, so now when you make a man feel comfortable coming to a spa, because I have been trying to get a certain guy to just to get a massage, and ooh, no, I'm not going to go in there for a massage. How do you make a man feel comfortable getting going and getting a spa treatment?
You know, I think sometimes there's a lot of guys who, you know, the real problem is that it's uncomfortable for men to be surrounded by a bunch of women getting a service. I remember before I got married, my wife said, oh, you know, you really need to go get a manicure, your nails are terrible. And I went to a place before we opened, was surrounded by about 20 or so women, and I, you know, I felt uncomfortable. So I think if guys know it's kind of a private place, that caters to them. It's not overly frilly. It kind of makes it a masculine environment that has things they want, whether it's good magazines or sports on TV, or they can sit down and get a root beer or something like that. Okay. I think that's the first step. And I think half of it is just stigma. Once guys get in and realize how great it is or how relaxing it is, they're more apt to come back. We have very, very few guys, even the guys who you would consider kind of anti doing any type of spa experience, who have a negative feeling about it when they leave. Most men kind of do a complete 180 and realize it's something they really do enjoy.
Now you said that the atmosphere was a more of a manly type of atmosphere. Are there women allowed?
We have a lot of women who come in with men.
But
we don't cut women's hair or provide spa services or anything like that to women. You know, there's so many other great spas that women can go to that kind of cater to their specific needs. You know, the barbers who work here specialize in men's hair. So I don't think too many women would want to get their hair cut here, and no one's really inquired. They've asked, oh, is there a place that, you know, kind of treats people or treats women the way that you guys treat men, you know, with that kind of TLC, but yeah, no women come in for services, but a lot do come in and tell the men in their life how to get their hair cut.
Right. Now, here's a question, a bold question. Manscaping, or I don't know if that's a true word or not, but manscaping in the sense of a lot of hair.
Yeah.
That, you know, a man is starting to look like Bigfoot. What do you
yeah.
tell them? What do you do for that? Do you suggest that? Because I'm telling you, it's not cute and it's not sexy, guys, to look like
yeah.
Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, that's actually I guess for lack of a better word, that's a huge issue for guys. And we do a lot of services to help remedy that. And online on our website at groominglounge.com, we get a ton of guys who like to maybe buy products that they can buy in the privacy of their own home and use in the privacy of their own home, so they don't kind of have to make it public about their kind of over hirsuteness. So, you know, whatever makes you feel comfortable, but we get a lot of guys who buy, you know, body hair trimmers and things like that online. And then we do waxing services here. We don't do any of the waxing services that, you know, nothing below the belt unless a guy's getting his legs or something like that. Wax who runs in a triathlon. But we do
a ton of
back and chest waxes here. You know, guys, whether they're going to the beach or they're athletes or just don't like having a lot of body hair, tons of guys come in here and get that taken care of. And they seem pretty okay with it.
You just touched on a little sensitive area, and I was going to ask you that. And I didn't know how to approach you, but I know that a lot of swimmers get just total no hair anywhere. Has a man ever come and asked for that service to do what we women call a bikini wax? Do any men ever come in and do that? Or ask for
well,
that,
we don't do that here, but yeah, no, yeah, that's super. I mean, just kind of being in this industry, I know that is. I wouldn't say super popular, but I know there's a lot of guys who do that, and we sell stuff online, like, you know, these personal trimmers, which
right.
I think allow somebody to do that in the privacy of their own home. I don't like to think about it too much, but we sell a lot of them, so guys are trying to clean things up. Even if they're not going to a spa to get it done, where, you know, someone else has to be involved and look at that disaster, they're doing it themselves.
Well, here's another question. Should men wear makeup? And I'm not talking about makeup like, you know, women makeup or whatever. I'm talking about a type of makeup that, like a tan or like a bronzer or even something for the brows.
You know, we always say we're very into it. If it makes a guy feel comfortable, then do it. You know, we're not going to
yeah.
say we're anti doing it. I think guys, you know, who have makeup that is evident, where you can see that a guy is clearly wearing makeup, if you're not on television or something like that.
Right.
I can't say we're pro that. You know, if it makes you feel good, then that's your personal style, then go for it. you know, there's certainly a lot of moisturizer / bronzer type stuff out there that make guys who maybe are a little more pale or fair skin, even at their skin tone and stuff like that. And if you get a good one, you can't really tell too much. And if it makes someone feel comfortable, then they should go for it.
And what do you tell the guy who will not let go of the comb over?
How
do you approach that?
Well, you know, it's always funny because, you know, the guy who does it obviously knows, I think deep down he knows that he doesn't have hair. And we always say, and all the barbers here always say, you know, kind of bald is 100 times better than balding.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's totally gone, we recommend that guys crop it really close or shave it off. And, you know, there's a certain sense of confidence and, confidence that comes with, you know, feeling comfortable in yourself enough to take that hair off, and it definitely beats the comb over, you know, 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, and do you, I mean, because I still see that in what I do as well, and you know, I just wanted to ask you that when a guy comes in and you just say, look, dude, it's gone. I mean, I actually think women prefer bald. A lot of women prefer bald men than men with the comb over.
Yeah, the comb over is ridiculous. I mean, nobody looks good with that. You know, it's just not fooling anyone. So we always say that they should just take it off. And you know what? I mean, I think that guys are super loyal when they get their hair cut somewhere. And so I think a lot of the barbers that we have here, if somebody was getting super thin, they wouldn't let somebody leave here with a comb over, but if it was getting super thin, they would say, you know what, I'm gonna really trim your hair down or crop it real close rather than do that. Because it just, you know, like you said, it doesn't fool anybody and it looks terrible.
Now, before we run out of time, I got a couple more questions for Michael. We are in election season. There was an article in the Chicago Tribune. Love this article. And you gave advice on what the candidates should have. What are some of the suggestions? We'll go with Obama first. What do you suggest that he should make sure he maintains or keeps while he's on the campaign trail? Just so when people see him, they will say, yeah, you know what, he looks good. He looks real good.
Yeah. the couple recommendations that we had for the president were maybe to blend some of the gray away in his hair. Not that he has to take it all away, but, you know, the kind of stress of the last 4 years has certainly shown itself in his hair. And we thought maybe blending some of that gray away would make people, or give the illusion at least that, you know, kind of the stress and strain of the job isn't getting to him as much.
Right.
So maybe blend some of that away. And by the same token, you know, there's some targeted eye gels and things of that nature that might help with kind of some of the bags, et cetera, he's gotten under his eyes from kind of all the stress and the long nights and things like that. Just kind of show people that the pressure's not getting to him and he's up to the task of doing it again.
Exactly. And Romney?
We think he's got some major hair issues. You know, he's got kind of that Bob's Big Boy type hair. I don't know if...
God, perfect.
But, you know, it's just kind of like a big kind of pompadour-esque haircut. He needs to really trim it down and take some of the bulk out of it. It's just kind of, if he wants to appeal to maybe some different demographics, having a more modern, maybe less stodgy type haircut would probably do him a lot of good.
And, you know, looking on your website, the Grooming Lounge, there is a section, the Grooming Lounge Channel. And, folks, if you have not checked this out, you need to check it out. It is one of the best sites. It's phenomenal because what Michael has done is the Grooming Lounge has a lounge channel, and it gives you different scenarios on different types of hairstyles, how to accomplish it. You know, for instance, Mike, the Devon. I love the different names of the different hairstyles. I didn't even know they had different names, but I love this. How did you come up with that concept?
Well, you know, I think the problem with most men, and, you know, I can't speak to women, but I'm sure this is very true, is that most places you go and get your hair cut, they cut your hair, they style your hair, and it looks great when you leave, and then, you know, the next day at home, a guy has no clue what to do with it to make it look that good again. He doesn't know what product he should use, he doesn't know how he should do it. So we thought, you know, it's great to give a guy a good haircut, but our job is to educate men on how to keep their hair looking really good every day. So we came up with 5 different grooming lounge styles that aren't anything super out of the box. They're kind of stuff, you know, mainstream styles that you see every day or on television, things like that. Gave them names and then gave guys kind of, here's the product you use, and here's what you do with the product, and here how you put it in your hair to get that same look. And most of them just involve, take this product, take a fingerful, rub it between your hands, you know, spread it out evenly, and then move it through your hair. And by using different products and a couple different techniques, guys can get a lot of different looks.
And the Grooming Lounge also sells products there as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. At groominglounge.com and also in our stores, we provide products. You know, like I said before, we want guys to continue looking good after they get services. So, you know, last thing we want to do is for a guy to get a service, get a great haircut, and then leave and go use kind of the, you know, LA gel or LA Looks gel that he gets at CVS, and his hair will look like crap the next day. It's a bad reflection on us, and that's not what he wants. So we try to give them really good products to use, whether it's hair gel or moisturizer or shave cream or body wash, so they continue looking great and feeling great even after they leave the grooming lounge.
And before I let you go, razor versus clippers, or electric razor versus a straight edge, or whatever. What would you suggest? I get that question all the time.
Yeah, we always suggest. You know, there's some guys for whom like a razor is just way too much, and they found that over time, and they kind of use clippers. And then you really don't have. You can really never get as close without using a blade. And if your face is that sensitive, you know, kind of by all means keep doing it. But we think kind of a multi-bladed razor, like a Mach 3 razor or something like that, gives you the best shave, especially, but it's all about using really good products. If you just slap on some soap foam or some foamy and shave away at that and you have sensitive skin, you're going to be in trouble. But if you kind of layer some quality products on that's soft in the face and allow for great razor slip and things like that, you'll get a really good shave, and the results will be great. So I think regardless of what tool you use, you got to use some good products with it, and that's the only way you're going to have a good result.
Michael Gilman. Am I saying your name right? Gilman?
You got it.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Of the groominglounge.com, there are 2 locations. One, it's in Washington, D.C., and the other is in Virginia. I invite you guys to visit Michael and the rest of his staff at the Grooming Lounge and get treated to something spectacular. And there was one guy that I used to work with, and he would go there before he came on the air with me. And he just went on and on about your services. So,
oh, that's great.
Compliments to you. He always looked amazing. His skin, and his skin started looking so well because we were telling him, wow, you look younger. And it is true that once you take care of your skin and you maintain it, that you do look younger. Would you say that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't know it until you try it, but taking care of yourself and taking care of your skin and stuff, it has kind of a snowball effect. You start to feel really good, and you know, some guys can look drastically younger. Some guys just look fresher and more awake and stuff like that. But taking care of yourself and, you know, grooming yourself and getting services is a nice treat for guys, especially guys who kind of don't think that's their typical ball of wax. Once they try it, they end up loving it.
And eyebrows are important, too.
Oh, eyebrows are super important. I think the main thing you said is eyebrows.
Yeah.
two of them instead of one giant eyebrow. That's a big thing for us here.
I'm not supposed to laugh this hard on it. Eyebrows, not unibrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, not
and
eyebrow.
And don't be afraid to get that maintained. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show today. We learned so much, and I hope my male listeners will check you out at thegroominglounge.com and also visit both locations in Washington and Virginia, and also check out the Grooming Lounge channel, which is filled with a whole bunch of interesting and great items. We'll be right back. We're coming back with Victor Macias. He is with MaleStandard.com, and he's going to talk to us about all the different things that men should ask people like Michael when they go into the salons, what they need to ask for, what they need to wear, what they need to buy, cologne. You said it. Everything you need to know. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay. welcome back to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. That was interesting. Guys, let's lose the comb over. Let's not bring it back. Let's just throw it. Let's get rid of it. Let's get it cut away. You heard what Mike said. Mike said if you have the hair on the back and on the chest, we should definitely take care of that as well. So I'm glad that my male audience have gotten a lot of these grooming tips. But we got some more tips for you. We got MaleStandard.com and Victor Macias. Welcome, Victor, to the Beauty Files.
Thank you, Juanita. Glad to be here.
What exactly is MaleStandard.com? What is that? I love the name, but a lot of people don't know what that is.
Thank you. Well, MaleStandard.com is a men's grooming website. Our motto is we help men become the best version of themselves, and we do that through grooming. So, you know, everybody grooms, whether you're a Harley biker or a basketball player or a hip-hop star, you all groom just in your own unique way. So MaleStandard, kind of, you know, what's your own standard, and we help guys achieve that.
Oh, and you offer different tips and suggestions. I looked on your website, and if you haven't gone on it, MaleStandard.com, this website has everything. It tells you any and every question that a man would want to ask. For instance, I'll just give you a little how to treat oily skin, the difference between male and female skin, how to wash your face the right way, what is an exfoliator and do you need one, sun tanning, cologne. I mean, they cover everything. So I'm going to get right to it. What is the myth about male hair growing back if they shave it or cut it? Is that going to happen? Because a lot of men may think that as well. I'm just throwing out questions that I got from some people that send that in. If someone, someone asks you that question, hey, I'm going to shave, I'm going to do the waxing that Mike said I should do, but is it going to grow back, and is it going to grow back even thicker?
That is definitely a common myth. I remember being in high school and trying to shave, you know, 2 or 3 times a day so that my beard would grow out, and trust me, it didn't grow out any faster. So no, that is definitely a myth. You know, a razor or any type of friction on the skin has nothing to do with the rate of hair growth. So no, that is definitely a myth.
Okay, so that does not, the Seinfeld episode that I saw where, you know, he thought it was a myth, he shaved his chest hair and the hair grew back thicker, that's a myth.
Yeah, that is a myth, definitely.
And so how do you break down, you know, like the leg work about how do you make men look good, the grooming technique, how do you break that down? What do you go for? What do you start with?
We start with the basics, just to start, because a lot of questions that guys have, including myself, are sometimes basic questions as to how to wash your face the right way, how to shave properly. But the thing is, as guys, we have these questions, and we don't ask other guys, and, you know, we won't ask women because we're supposed to know the information.
Right.
So we go about it, and we start with the basics first. We look at skincare, we look at hair, we look at shaving, you know, at cologne, and we really start from the basics as, okay, you know, if you want to take care of yourself, one, you got to start with knowing your skin type. So many guys have issues with their skin simply because they get products that are not right for their type of skin, you know,
right.
Or even choosing a hairstyle. You know, a lot of times if you see a celebrity with a hairstyle, you immediately want to wear it yourself, but a lot of guys don't realize that the shape of your face has a lot to do with the way that the hairstyle looks. So we really try to start with the foundation and then build upon that.
Now, would a man submit a question to you? Is that allowed? Can a man submit a question to you if they said, you know, I was watching television and I saw this guy and I love the way his beard was trimmed. Can you tell me how or where I can get that done? Do you get questions like that?
Yeah, definitely. We get questions like that all the time.
And
we encourage it. They can email us at info@malestandard.com. And what we do is,
is a lot of our articles are written by top industry professionals. So we take the questions and we send them out to our experts to answer them. So yeah, we definitely get a lot of those questions.
You had a piece in your website. I thought this was fantastic. You had the best barbershops in London. I thought that was genius because those are people who were traveling to London for the Olympics and wanted to know where to go to a bar. Probably would not have known where to go. How did you come up with that? That was perfect.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, it was during the Olympic season. And we were thinking just as you're saying that, you know, people were going to be traveling abroad and they'd want to know where to get their haircut. But at the same time, we have about 30% of our readers are from London, are from England.
Mm.
And we actually partnered with a manufacturer of grooming products over in London, and they helped us come up with that list. So definitely, we were trying to be a resource. Again, it's what we do. We want to help. We want to educate men, and that definitely fell along those lines.
Now, the best shaving creams under $50. You have that on there. Give us like five that of a man, and should a man always use shaving cream when they shave? That's the first question. And then the second part of it is, what are some of the best shaving creams that are under $50?
Let's see. The first one is, it depends. A man doesn't always have to use shaving cream. It all depends on your shaving preference. So, you know, if you're using an electric shaver, you know, you might use a special pre-shave oil designed for electric shavers. But yeah, I mean, shaving creams come in gel form or they come in cream form. My favorite right now actually is from a relatively new product called Dreadnought. Not sure if you're familiar with it, but Dreadnought is a product that's trying to bring back the classic shaving. You know, the shaving with the shaving brush Yeah, you know, the kind of stuff that your grandpa used to do, you know, where you get the straight razor and you get the shaving brush and you really build the lather. And when choosing one of the best shaving creams, it's really about that. It's how thick a lather can you get, because the thicker the lather, the smoother that your shave will be. So in terms of shaving creams, we like Dreadnought. We're big fans of Anthony for Men.
Anthony
Logistics. Yeah, they make some great products, and their shave cream is really good. Dermalogica actually has a shave kit. Dermalogica typically sells at specialty salons, but they have a great shaving system that includes like a pre-shave oil, a shave cream, and a post-shave balm. So I'd say those, if you want to go on the even cheaper side, Edge shave gel were just great. As long as you're able to get that thick lather, that's really what matters. In shaving and in getting a good shave, I'd say 80% has to do with the prep, making sure that your skin is prepped correctly to get that smooth shave.
There's a difference between black skin and Caucasian skin, correct, as far as shaving,
correct.
Or is it?
Yes, in terms of the potential skin problems, black skin tends to get a little bit more shaving irritation and sometimes ingrown hair.
How do you attack that? I mean, because I noticed that a lot of black men will say, you know, they can't use certain products or certain items to shave because they get the ingrown hair. I think it turns inside or whatever. How do they avoid that?
The best way, honestly, it starts with the prep. So a simple shaving routine for anybody actually is, before you shave, take a hot shower, because the steam from the water will actually soften the hair, making them easier to cut. So take a hot shower, and then what you really want to invest in, if you really want to avoid rash or any ingrown hairs, is like a pre-shave balm. Okay, so it's like a thin, clear layer of oil that you put on your skin before you add the shaving cream. So you add a pre-shave balm, then you add the shaving cream, and then you shave. Now the key here to avoid any ingrowns or anything like that, too, is the way that you shave. A lot of guys will shave against the grain when they shave. What you should really pay attention to is when you shave first, always shave in the direction of hair growth. And as guys know, hair on our face really grows in many different directions. So try to understand the way that your facial hair grows. So shave in the direction of hair growth, and then if you want even smoother, shave across the grain, not against the grain.
And this is with a straight edge or with a, well, straight edge, because people don't use that anymore. Like a razor, with, I guess.
Yeah, any razor. It could be a Mach 3, it could be a Gillette. It's all in the way that you do it. So I'd say the hot shower, it'll really open up the pores and soften the hair. Mm-hmm. Pre-shave oil, and then when you shave, shave with the grain, then across the grain. Try to avoid shaving against grain. A lot of times that's where those problems really come from.
And what is the pre-shave oil, what does that do to the skin?
A pre-shave oil, it provides, it's almost like another layer of lubrication. So it's if I could say like a WD-40 almost in a sense for your skin, it just helps create just that a smoother glide to the shave, to the razor.
And do men, are men more concerned about their, I hope so, their nails now, their feet? As far as, do you tell them where they could go to get or how they can do it themselves, pedicures, manicures, or women, we call it that. I guess men will call it getting their feet done or whatever. But do you offer that as well? Do you tell them, where they can go for that as well?
We do. The thing is, a lot of these topics, tend to be, again, taboo for a lot of guys to discuss.
Right.
So we start them off slowly. So we have guides on the website that teach them how to do it themselves, and we try to bring in the female perspective. So we have a feature we started recently called Ask a Woman, and we're actually planning on posting an article soon where it talks about the manicure. So we're trying to kind of change that behavior and really tell guys that it's okay to get a manicure, it's okay to get a pedicure, but yeah, we definitely recommend it.
And should men be moisturizing your skin? I mean, because a lot of them don't think they do. A lot of men, they think it's, for whatever reason, it's another process. I just slap something on my skin, especially since the weather is changing.
Yes, moisturizer is key. Make sure that you know your skin type before choosing the moisturizer that you're going to buy. But yeah, definitely, especially with men caring more about aging and wrinkles, moisturizer and a good sunblock are your best bets to keeping your skin looking great for as long as possible. And really, it is just a very simple process. Just dab a little on. Do your research up front and you find out what your skin type is. You get your set of products and you just apply it. So yeah, definitely very important.
What are we finding more male concerns as men get older? What are you finding questions asked about what? When men get older, what are the most questions that you're hearing that men are facing as they're getting older?
Yeah, a lot of issues that men face when they get older. One is skincare. A lot of men are interested now in anti-aging creams and under eye creams. So they're starting to care more about their skin. Definitely thinning hair and what to do with thinning hair, whether they should shave it off or leave it thinning, or how to style it, what type of product to use in thinning hair to make it appear a little thicker. Body trimming, body grooming is really exploding. A lot of guys, want to know, about nose waxing, about ear waxing, and about what parts of their body to actually trim. That's definitely something that we're getting a lot of questions about.
Should a man try to color their own hair? I mean, I'm just speaking from what I've seen, when I work.
Yeah.
Is it bad that when a man is toweling off his hair that the color is on the towel. I mean, yeah.
or they wake up and tell her on the pillow, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, what just happened here?
Definitely. If you're gonna go and dye your hair, you want to make sure that it doesn't look like you've dyed your hair. That's really one of the things about men. When you take care of yourself, you almost want to make it look like you haven't really overdone it. And honestly, when it comes to hair coloring, yeah, there are, you know, some at home kits, but for something like that, I would recommend you go see a stylist to really do it right.
Yeah, so you don't suggest, I won't call any products by name because I'm known to do that. You don't suggest that they do that. You suggest that if you really want it to look well or right, they should go to a professional.
Yeah, and if it's your hair, it's such a big part of your identity, you know, don't skimp on that. There's other things you can probably save money on, but not that.
And I asked this question to Mike, comb over versus balding or bald.
Bald.
Yeah.
Rock the bald look. Women,
rock the
big
bald
confidence.
Look. I mean, even if you have a ridiculous sized head, I guess. I mean, just rock the bald. I think that would be better than a comb over. Guys, my God, let it go. Let the bald
exactly.
I mean, if the bald spot is bigger than the bald spot, I mean, just let it go. I'm just saying.
Stop hanging
Wear a
on.
Hat.
Yeah, definitely.
Wear a hat.
Bald look for sure.
And I noticed something else is starting to come back, and maybe it's just my imagination, but a lot of guys are sporting beards again, like nicely coiffed, groomed beards.
Oh yeah, we're getting a lot of questions regarding beards and beard trimmers and beard styles. Something that comes back usually around November it's called Movember, and it's a month where guys are encouraged to grow mustaches in order to support different charities. But yeah,
really.
The mustache, the handlebar mustache, a lot of that is starting to make a comeback, definitely.
And when you give suggestions as far as the grooming of a beard, what do you tell them? I mean, I love the beard. I think it's rather sexy with some men can look a little Grizzly Adam-ish, but the majority they're nicely groomed now, and younger guys with the sideburns. I mean, sideburns are coming back too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, with a beard, a misconception is, okay, I want to grow a beard, I'm just going to let it grow. I won't do anything. Always, no matter what facial hairstyle you have, always clean the neck. You know, because if you don't clean the neck, you can look a little dirty, a little shady. So
a little shady. Hey, little girl, I got some candy over here.
Exactly. clean the neck, and it'll look like you did it on purpose. Put it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, now, see, that's important because I didn't. Okay, so that's where it's supposed to stop. It's supposed to stop at the chin, not at the neck, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If it connects with your chest hair, you're blessed to have a lot of hair. But yeah, no, you don't want to go down that road.
And I braid it this way, little girl. No. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well. And should the beard match the color of your hair? On top, you know, your head hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've seen too.
If you're starting to gray a little on your beard, or maybe not so much on your head, then that's okay. But I mean, in terms of, you know, different colors, yeah, no, you really want it to match the hair on your head.
Now, Victor, I would not let you go, or can't let you go without touching on this, your ebook. First of all, MaleStandard.com has this wonderful ebook. Is it free? Before I start asking about it, but is it free, or do you have to buy it, or
100% free?
It is the best ebook. It has everything, guys. If you go, do you go on MaleStandard.com and it's there?
Yeah, it's on. When you arrive on the site, you might get a little popover asking if you want to download it. If not, you'll see it on the sidebar.
Okay, because that's what happened with me. I went on mailstandard.com, and it popped up, and it said, do you want a free ebook? I'm like, yes, I do. And when you download it, it has chuck full of everything imaginable, any question that you would possibly ask. And when I say any and every question, it does. So you guys definitely download that ebook, especially since it's free. Who came up with that idea? That's a fabulous idea. I love it.
Oh, thanks, thanks. It was actually it was me and my partner. We were trying to find ways. We were trying to find ways to give value. Honestly, what we're trying to do in Mail Standard is we really see our readers as if they're part of our family, and we wanted to say, okay, you know, what can we give? What can we really do to establish ourselves as an authority, but also to build a community and to really help our readership? So we said, let's give it away for free, and let's, you know, hope that they like what they read and they continue to come back to read our stuff.
No, that was ingenious, and especially when it pops up, because first you go, okay, how much is this going to cost? Nothing's for free, and it actually is for free. What is the most asked question of you? Because since everyone probably knows that you work for, or you are the co-founder of Mail Standard, and you're probably at a bar, men tapping you in the shoulder, hey, Victor, let me ask you a question. What does this look like? I mean, you know, whatever it is, what do you think of this? What should I do with this? You know, go to a doctor. But what is the most questions that are asked of you?
You know, one of the most questions is are simple shaving questions. They want to know how to avoid ingrowns. They want to know how to avoid razor bumps. And next is hairstyles. They want to know, okay, you know what, I like this hairstyle. How do I style it? Or where do I go? Do I go to a barber? Or do I go to a stylist? So I would say it's shaving related questions. And maybe hairstyle related questions, definitely.
And there is a difference between male skin and female skin.
Definitely. Just in the structure and the texture, and the needs are different. Correct.
Should men wear a little makeup every now and then? A little makeup. And I'm not talking about whipping out a compact on the train. I mean, a little light, clear mascara on the brow, or maybe a little bronzer, you know, not to look like you've done it, but should a man think about putting on some type of product?
Well, that's the key. You nailed it when you said not to make it look like you've put on any makeup. And that's definitely
right.
A trend that is growing, and it's starting with a lot of self tanners, a lot of bronzers that guys are starting to. I'd say, you know, personally, I'm neither for or against it. However, if you have a little blemish, if you have something, you know, I go for it. You know, it's about making yourself the best that you can be, and makeup can definitely help that.
Can a man overshave chest hair?
Can
you overdo it just a tad?
You can, and by doing it too much, you can get razor burn, you can get irritation, and maybe sometimes some razor bumps. So you can definitely overshave. That is very true.
And what about the self-tanning scenario? I know a lot of men are now doing that, too. I mean, it used to be just women, but I'm seeing a lot of men getting the spray tans.
I think we have to thank Jersey Shore for that, maybe. Because,
Hello, Snooki. No.
guys are definitely are starting to tan more. They've always tanned, but now it's more of the products that they're using. A lot of guys are using a lot of self tanners and just bronzers.
Yeah.
So that they can get that even look, definitely. But you need to watch out. You know, as with anything, you don't want to look like you've been tanning. You don't want to look orange. You know, you want to look natural.
Yeah. And what do you tell the guy if you're ever like in the street scenario, you're walking down, all of a sudden you see this guy that looks, I won't name this program, but he just has so much orangey tan, gelled hair. Are you inclined to say, hey, let me give you my card. Check me out, mailstandard.com. You need to learn some stuff about what's going on with your look.
I don't know if I've overtly gone and told somebody specifically.
Just pass the card.
Yeah, just leave it on their windshield and just, all right.
Exactly.
You know, need anything,
hey, I got an e-book. Check it out.
It's free. Yeah,
you looking...
check it out.
I don't get the gel thing. That's the next question. I don't understand the massive amount of gel. I understand what you're looking, what the look you're going for, but is there a point where it's just too much?
Oh yeah, definitely. Right now, what's in honestly is more of the natural look, more of the. Of the pomades or more of the sports creams that you can use on your hair. But yeah, you can definitely add too much. If you're defying gravity too much, you know, if it's sticking out, you know, in ways that hair doesn't grow naturally, I'd say that's a little much. However, we'd have to support it because male standards about helping every man be the best version of himself. So if that's who he is, you know, we'll try to help him.
And is long hair coming back? Or
yeah,
everyone's
long hair,
going.
No, long hair is definitely coming back. It's coming back in the traditional sense of just growing it long, but even some of the new styles, in Europe it's called the quiff, in the U.S. they call it the modern pompadour, kind of like the James Dean Elvis look. It's
right.
Very long in the front, kind of combed back, and really short sides. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot of guys starting to sport that. So long hair is coming back. Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Oh, my. So the Caesar is gone. I love the Caesar.
Yeah, it's about the long hair. I mean, even Bruno Mars, you've seen him,
yeah.
You know, style it. Even one of the guys from this boy band One Direction is starting to rock that look.
Yeah,
so it's definitely coming around.
Oh wow! So, how old should or how young? I mean, can a 10-year-old can they say, "Mommy, I want to look like I want to have a pompadour"?
they can.
They can if they get a good stylist.
Exactly. When trying any new hairstyle, you have to have patience, especially if you're growing it out. You know, if you're growing it out, go see your stylist or your barber frequently just so they can continue shaping it and cleaning it up, you know, as opposed to just waiting there for a month or two because you won't last. It'll bother you way too much.
And one last question before I let you go, Victor. I got this thing about, you know, the whole, I love the grooming. I love the fact that you're talking so much about how well or how much men should groom. I love it. I love the whole grooming aspect. I love the fact that men should smell good. They should look good. But I don't know if you're, and you can correct me if you don't, but teeth. I got a thing with teeth. Do MaleStandard.com, is there any suggestion about teeth?
Yes, we have articles for teeth whitening and things you can do, you know, at home and maybe, you know, different products to use. But yeah, teeth when asking women actually as to what's one of the first things they notice on a man, teeth always ranks high. So that's
yeah.
Teeth, definitely.
Yeah, because you especially if you're smiling in my face, I mean, at least have them clean or white, or you know, at least say you go to at least say you know a dentist.
Exactly.
But that's funny that you say that because a lot of my friends say the exact same thing. I mean, it's teeth and I think it's shoes, but you know, for me, it's teeth, it's skin, it's moisturized face, it's lips. I mean, I just don't like, you know, the crustiness and all that. That just doesn't look sexy. It's not sexy, guys. It's not sexy.
It's definitely the details that count. That's what we try to preach. It's okay. You know, again, whatever lifestyle you have, it's the details. It's that moisturizer. It's maybe the at-home teeth whitening kit that you use, but it's just the small things that really make the difference.
And the one product every man should walk away from this conversation from Victor is what that they should have in their cabinet, their bag, their backpack, their nightstand. The three products that a man should have. I think I know
one. You definitely need a good face wash. You need a good face wash. You need a good moisturizer. And you need some quality hair product as well. No matter what style you have, you need something that is really good quality, because that can really make a difference on the way that your hair looks.
www.malestandard.com is where you'll find Victor. Victor's you have been a wonderful guest on The Beauty Files and a wealth of information. And, guys, if you didn't get anything from this, Victor has given you all of his secrets and more. And you should go to malestandard.com, look for the e-books, download it, because it is free, and you will agree with me that everything that's in that e-book has any question imaginable that you need answered. I mean, they even give you questions about colognes. It just has any and every question imaginable. So I encourage you to go to malestandard.com and check out the ebook, download it for free, and start manscaping. Is that a word?
It is.
I know
a word.
Metrosexual is, but is manscaping a word?
It's a new word, but yeah, definitely.
Just like the one you said about the November thing, Movember. That's what you call it, Movember.
Movember, yeah. Or even men getting Brazilian waxes now. It's a Manzilian wax. Because all sorts of vocabulary coming out.
Oh my, Manzilian. Okay, I like
that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, we will definitely have to talk about some male Sicilian. Victor, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be right back with more. Stick with us.
Thank you, Juanita.